spray them on his mouth.
Let's make a quick recap. The club boss are a bit today. What we spoke about yesterday. What was yesterday? That was about opening up the doors of the washing machine and things like that. Now you have to open up the doors of the washing machine. So we said, a washing machine has got to do the case after this. A dishwasher has got to do the case after this. So all these things have got to do the case after this. And therefore, it's a problem for no reason to open it up. But the Torah Gufo Mekomo, if a person needs it, so someone's got a dirty washer, for example, and he's got nowhere else to put it, then the chayr is allowed to open up a washing machine. Obviously, no lights got anything like that. So the dishwasher's got dirty plates. Then we leave the plates lying around. So we said he's allowed to open it up and put the things inside there. Like storage, you're allowed, there's normal thing to do, and that's allowed, that's mutter. Closing the door is more problematic, yeah? Closing the door, unless you might need to, it could be you need to, because it's going to smell, or it's unpleasant to see, that would be mutter. But in a case of where you haven't got that, it's more problematic. We think that a closed door with a shimmy. That's what we said more or less yesterday. We spoke about a dishwasher, actually, very interesting about a dishwasher yesterday. We spoke about sorting out the kalim, putting a kalim in a dishwasher. So we said that when a person puts, first of all, it's like, why is it not hot? Why is it not preparation? So the answer we said why it's no preparation is because very often the kitchen looks very messy with all the plates all over the place. So it disturbs the person. So if it disturbs the person is allowed to put the plates inside the dishwasher. And by the way, someone just told us to say something just now about the Shaili, said something interesting. He actually once had it, he put the dishes in the dishwasher, and then he realised when he was about to close it that he mixed some of the plates out. He put the fish plate together with some of the soup plates. Now the chayr, that's the problem. To take that out again and move it somewhere else, that the chayr is not hetzer. What? No, not as boira, as a chona. Once it's inside the dishwasher, it's not disturbed anymore. You don't need to be in a certain order. You need a space, I'll tell you, it's not really right. If you haven't got enough space in there and you have to take it out to put it in, let's say the soup plate ones, you haven't got enough, you fill that with some fish plates, probably take the soup plates, so you've got enough place, then you can take it out. But if you've got enough place there, and you just don't write an order there, and the chayr is shalach chana, it's a good point actually. That might be shalach chana. So then we spoke about all that boira. There's no boira, we said, because that when a person, what do you call it, puts in plates, it's normal to put one at a time. And therefore there's no boira in something which is normal to do one at a time. I just wanted to show you the dishwasher thing over here. So we were discussing yesterday, what about the cutlery? Now, I must say, I spoke to a few people today, I must tell you, my friends. I don't know, maybe I'm funny, but all the people seem to say the same to me. When you put cutlery in, let's say you've got a cutlery like this, yeah? So normally you just put some here like this and some like that. You want to do one at a time. Very few people do one at a time. You do. One at a time.
Yeah, because there's a knife. You grab a few, you've got nice and forks.
I understand, you normally take like this. You take a few like this, yeah? You've got a whole mixture of cutlery. Now, I don't know, what do you do now?
A lot of them are just like
knives
this.
Knives some go in certain departments, forks.
Yeah, but that's boira, my friends. That is my boira.
Individually, one at a time.
But why did you do one at a time?
Because a lot of them are just these, are just the grills. The whole thing is full of these grills.
This is true. Oh, very good.
Well, the grills in it.
I can only put one
correct.
By one.
Correct, that's the problem. There's grills
in it. No,
it's the wrong one, it's too small.
I can't really get one in here.
You're putting in the wrong hole.
I've got bigger
holes. Look, you've got bigger hole there. There, put it in there.
You've
got the wrong spoons.
The more modern one than us. That could be, you've got a grill like that.
Certain holes, bigger holes, smaller holes. So the knives go in the bigger ones, the forks, the spoons go in the smaller ones. Each one individually.
That could be. If you've got a grid like that, maybe that's right. But I'm saying, look, he's got another one over here. You've got this section over here. Like, all this over here is normal, yeah? Big sizes. No, but you can see all these living sizes.
We've got
grills all the way along.
I've got
holes
everywhere.
That's right.
One by one.
Bring mine tomorrow. Oh, you're not here tomorrow.
If you have to bring one by one.
Sure. Yeah.
So here also, the mice has got a few.
It's much better. No, but if they're together, they don't.
But you can put two or three together in one. You can put two or three easily in one.
Individual slots for your
mice and boxes. I'll tell you, Bosch, just before I came here, I was reading actually a little bit of. I must tell you what I read. I was reading a Hilchos Boira from someone, and he said like this: "Lachein mutzer the sadeh kama mina kelim b'tzorich madia kelim." You're allowed to put in your dishwasher kelim, ima madia kelim asurim mechol lechama chalakim. It's divided up. Lachon min kelim hafu. Each one's got a separate compartment. Got a fish plate, soup plate. Got each one separately. Kivush had derech little elach aleph. It's a normal derech. Take one at a time. There's only mutter if you're doing this. You haven't got enough room in a place, or it smells, it's dirty, that always got from machon. Hold on tight. This is all when it comes to plates. Aval, but sakin mazlogos she'ain ater nitnom nitnem rokam yuchal shem kol echo beechod. It's not normal to do one by one. Let's carry on with it. Then also levarom elatzolachis of shom yachol tarugosim. Let's put it together. You're right. If you're right, actually, I've never seen that. It must be a very modern dishwasher you got.
Yeah, well,
that's
not
true. Now you've got individual little holes
that you put them separate, because when you put them together, they put cutlery, they don't get washed properly.
Should I tell you a secret, Brent? I took that from the dishwasher and it's sparkly. It's sparkly.
Because you don't put many spoons in.
Take it to him.
Show it to him, actually.
Very nice. Very clean. What dishwasher part
are you? Ah, it's a good dishwasher. I must tell you, there were a lot.
Yeah.
There were a lot in there. I took a lot out. I didn't want to bring all there. But I hear what he said. You're right, Lachoya. He's quite right. If you've got, if the grater is made like that, they put one at a time, then that's like a right. Then that's like a true. Then you can put one at a time. If you can only put one at a time,
can you put the new bit of just like this?
No, so then what you do is you mustn't pick out
the right. You see here? You got each one individual.
That's
a smaller one, and that's a big one. That's for a spoon, that's for a knife. Yeah. And ours are full of it like that.
You have to one of one. Most of it's empty, yeah?
Yeah, but nowadays they make them all full.
Really?
You can take off the lid if you want to, but if you don't, well, it's always for a shabby.
All right, yeah.
I'll bring my version next week, my chief.
Okay, very good, yeah.
Can you empty the dishwasher? All right, but you must be careful though.
Even what you're doing, yeah, you still can't take out all the knives by itself, yeah?
No.
Pick randomly, as you're taking randomly,
that's correct. That's a spoon, a fork, a knife.
Yeah, very good. Okay, Rabbi, so let's move on to today's topic. Actually, before we start, I was going to finish off yesterday. Maisa, we spoke about a case after the Issa, so we talked about a hammer, all these things, yeah? Let's talk about a hammer, first of all. I ended up with a shali yesterday, which I said to me happened this Shabbos, actually. Let's say someone left his bike in the garden. So a bike is a case after the Issa. It's used normally for saw, for carrying, something you can't use on Shabbos buses. So it's a case after the Issa. Now, Maisa, you left it in the garden, and now you're worried, and what's your gabovim? So once you open the gabovim there, can you move it into your garage, or into your house?
Why don't you have to move it?
That's very chomer. Case on this, you can move the tzorek gufo makomei. Can you move this over here? The tzorek is that in case of the issa, you cannot move it the chamal itself. To protect the keli, you can't do. So this case over here is a problem. Someone's got a bike outside in the garden, Tucker. He can't move it inside to a safe place. That's a problem. In a normal case, someone left his hammer, for example, outside in the garden. It's a problem. You're worried it might rain and get ruined. So then, there's an answer. Get yourself a coconut from your next door neighbour, and then decide to crack a coconut. You could make a text to use in case of this. You've got no nutcracker at home. You've got a nutcracker, it won't help you at all. But if you've got no nutcracker at home, you can use your, what do you call it, you can go and get a coconut, and say, you know what, I want to have a coconut now. So I'll take the hammer from inside, outside the garden, I'll bring it in, and I'll crack my coconut. Not only that, but if I want my, let's say it's Friday night, I've just had my whole shower today, I don't fancy coconuts now. But I know that tomorrow I want a coconut. The thing is, I leave my hammer outside in the garden, so when you're wet and everything's not very pleasant, I can bring that in already now, if I'm going to use it on Shabbos.
So why can't you ask a non-Jew?
He's not there, was he? There's no non-Jew there, was he? There's no non-Jew.
So why can't you ask a non-Jew?
He's not there, there's no one there, was he?
To use the hammer?
He's not there, there's no non-Jew there, you can't ask him. So you're allowed to, what do you call it, for a Muhammad said you can use it by a bike. You haven't got any hate.
You put a lock on it.
What?
You put a lock on the bike.
So why can't we move the bike?
Sorry, you have to put a lock. He's not a cushion. Can you put a lock around by the chayyah? Don't move the bike. There's nothing wrong. You'll have to put something over the bike. You can put a drape cloth over the bike, the chayyah. Whatever. It's not doing anything.
What's this of riding the bike?
You can protect it from where it is. Keep something
in the bike.
That's okay.
Why is it a lot muksa?
No, not
for
more than that.
Well,
why is it a lot muksa?
Carry it around.
When you go.
So
So my question is, that's a big shame. A lot of people say to myself, a lot of bikes have got chains and things go wrong with it. It's a shame, macropathy, right?
Might,
fix it.
Might come to
so you might, I think most people take a bike as a case after this.
But I thought it was in your garden.
No, there's a chashash that you might come and break it.
It might break it. If it breaks.
So it's a case after this. Coming to, so that's Mechamel Etzer. So Mechamel Etzer is a case after this. You may not move a case after this if you're scared it's going to break. So I'll take an example. Let's say someone's got a pot, which is bouncing. For some reason, the pot is bouncing the side of the worktop. And he's scared it's going to fall on the floor. Can you move it?
Yes. You can move it.
Can you move it normally?
You might break,
you say. Yeah. Oh. You can't move that for that reason, yeah? Because the pot might break, there's no head to move box on Shabbos. You can do it with a shin of that hammer, and you move it, but you can't move it normally. Now, the very interesting shayla, what happens now with tefillin? Tefillin on Shabbos. First of all, what are they, tefillin on Shabbos?
Muksa.
Why, Moshe?
Because you... Cause
tefillin, what are tefillin on Shabbos? I mean, we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, but it, what is it? Is it any muksa at all? What is it? Very interesting. In the Shulchan Aruch, in the Shin Ches, in Dalet, Shin Ches, in Dalet,
you wear Shabbos,
there was
a tent.
What?
Well,
you
carry Shabbos. You can't carry
tefillin
on Shabbos.
Yeah.
But how can you wear
tefillin
on Shabbos?
How can you wear tefillin
on Shabbos? How can you take them out of the cupboard on it?
Right, well, that's it. That's it. Shin Ches, Yib Dalet.
How can you have tefillin on Shabbos?
The Ramah says like this. Tefillin, this is the character of the Ramah. Tefillin, ain't a tartal on Kiyim but Tzorach. A person shouldn't move tefillin unless there is a tzorach. Now, I don't say the tzorach good for Makomai. He says there must be some need for it. It looks like the Ramah is learning that tefillin are called a case back the heta. Now, let's see why. Yeah? It looks like the Ramah is learning that we're calling tefillin a case of heta. Because all he says is you can only move it in tzorach. So, Mishnah Berurah explains over here. Let's find Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, so damage in that case we mutter. Mm-hmm. Someone's tefillin, for example, I had a poop lay by a tele muzzle of a pair of these urim. I went to Tesco this morning, did a shop at Tesco, put my tefillin in, I went straight out to Shabbos, put my tefillin in the trolley, I came down Albert Avenue, I said, you know what, I can't remember where I put my tefillin. So I realised then I left my tefillin in the trolley. Jeez. In Tesco. Well, I went back, well, she was still there. But now, that's the Chora, Muhammad Atzel, that's protecting it. Are you allowed to bring back something? Moshe, if someone's filling on the grater, they're falling, they might have perched
well,
off
you
it.
You found right? In the street, you found it's filling in the street.
Yeah, that's it. So unless you hold it, you can carry it, say, in the background, yeah, that's it, for example. Can you bring it in? So the Ramah says that it's got, in case of Atzel, it looks like, because he says, you're allowed to move between the end of the Talzloki and the Tzorach. He carries on, the Shofar, Oscar Tavloki and the Soka from a Kobus. You can see quite clearly in the Ramah, the Ramah's taking on that tefillin, a court case of the Hesed Shailah. Why? Right, so we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. So some of the apostles say the reason is because really you could wear tefillin on Shabbos. Oh, we don't wear it as an oath, but you could really wear tefillin. If someone wants, for example, to train his bar mitzvah boy, the Moshe how to wear tefillin, he's got no other time, let's say, besides Shabbos. Strictly speaking, he's not got kavon, not say his mitzvah, he could wear it. So someone at the time, that's why the Ramah says maybe it's called Kesach Leter. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, let's just find the Mishnah Berurah here, Chav Dalet. He brings the Ramah says, you're allowed to move it, Kesach Leter, you're allowed to move it, according to the Ramah, Kesach Leter, so you can move it, so it shouldn't get wet, but it shouldn't get ruined in the summer. Hataz, Humongen Avram, Machmirin, they are strict. The Soimrin, the Twinin, Mikri, Kesach Leter, they hold that Twinin is called a Kesach Leter. Without, we don't use it on Shabbos. The meaning is not, we don't wear it on Shabbos generally. And the main instructions is to wear the shame mitzvah tefillin. And that we don't do on Shabbos, so they tie it, that's called Kesach Leter. Which means that you can only move it in Moshi, the Tzorah Kufa Makoim. You come in, you can't move the Stamazoi. Where's this relevant, Rabbi Yisai?
So if something like. Let's say your tefillin is in the cupboard. Let's say it's in the cupboard home, like in my house. Why can't I move it? It's not.
Oh, so why did you say? Why was the Moshe? Someone's got. Let's say he's got the same tiles and tefillin for Shabbos. He leaves his tiles and tefillin in the back. Comes to Shabbos morning. Wants to take his tiles out. Can he move? Can he move the tefillin? But however, now, whatever it is, there's a certain requirement. You need to get a talus out. But the shaila is, what is interesting, is that that's a good question. If someone can avoid using a heisam from Issa, that means before, on Erev Shabbos, is it better if he takes away the tefillin? To avoid him having to use it on Shabbos? That's an interesting question. That could be, maybe you shouldn't touch a heisam. I would say not. What?
Do they need to wear weekday talus?
What?
Do they need to wear weekday talus?
After Shabbos, you've done that.
What do you mean?
He needs a talus on Shabbos morning, and the tefillin are there.
Right.
So you can either move the tefillin and take a Shabbos talus, or you could wear his chol talus.
Ah, see, they're wearing chol talus. That's much better. See, that's what I don't even encourage you to do. I don't even encourage you to do, because whenever there's a problem of a tirch, whenever it's not pleasant to do what you're doing, people point out what you're saying. You're not encouraged to take something else. You're not encouraged. I can say to you, why don't you take one for shul? Don't move your talus bag, don't move your talus with twin and take them off the shul. The talus is, you're not going to do it. Whatever you're allowed to do, whatever is normal to do, you're allowed to do. So the chayla, the only shayla over here is the only shayla.
The whole bag have the same thing.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's the chayla bosses. The whole bag.
Yeah, but you have the talus on top of
it. Top of
what?
Yeah, I understand. But the bag is holding the whole thing, yeah?
Right, open the zip. I'll not move the talus, the tefillin, and just take the talus out.
That, if you do that, it's no problem. But if you don't have to move the tefillin, it's no problem. But a lot of people might have the talus bag and put it back high up somewhere, yeah? Right. And then when they want to take it down the shower, they'll take it down from where it is, bring it down, they're moving the tefillin. So that's a shy, whether you're machoed to sort of work out. So the machoed is a possible way. The Mishnah Berurah, at one place, says that whenever you could avoid using the Mishnah Berurah, that we saw already with the hammer, he says you should try and avoid it. In another place, Mr. Gruber is arranged to Shaila, and that is what the Shulchan Aruch talks about. You've got a shoe on the tefus. The shoe was made on Erev Shabbos, finished on Erev Shabbos, and it's on a form. That's how it's made. So that form indicates not Lisa. Says the Mr. Gruber, you can, on Shabbos, the shoe is ready made on Friday, you can take off, what do one of them, you can take the shoe off, or you can pull the tefus off.
What's the tefus?
The tefus is where the shoe was made on. Then it brings the Eliyahu Rabbah, says, no. Why should you move the case back to Israel? You don't have to. Just take the shoe off. I don't need to take the tefus off.
Yeah.
So this is an interesting point now. It looks like it's not clear. If a person can avoid moving the case back to Israel, should one try and do that? Yeah. In one place, Mr. Bruce says, definitely one should. In this case over here, with the shoe on the tefus, then Mr. Bruce seems to be swaying either way. Not clear. So now, if a person could do an air shuttle, take the tefillin out, maybe that's better. Yes, love in such a case, one has to know. I mean, maybe it's not such a safe place to have. I mean, I must say, it's interesting to know this. The Chora, if someone wants to teach his Bar Mitzvah boy, or he wants to practice again, tefillin, on Shabbos, the Chora is no issue. He's not pretending to do a mitzvah tefillin, and he's using the tefillin. Tefillin is not worth a case like this, actually. No one says it's on kids. No, even though it's very expensive tefillin, I'm sure Shlomo Zalman says, but you can use it for a mitzvah, it gets released from lots of machmas of Soron Kiss. It doesn't become ever Soron Kiss, even though tefillin, people are very delicate with it. So it's never more than Kesha Lissa. The maximum twinning can be is Kesha Lissa. And that's the question, can you move it to Soyokul from a Komo? And if you call it the Ramah, if you can move it even to Soyokul from a Komo. Now, what's the practical difference? It's because someone sees twinning on the floor. Now, according to the Taz of Mogan Avraham, who says it's Kesha Lissa, you can't really pick it up.
What? Because it's
not for it, you're not using it, it's not for the Komo. According to the Ramah, it's case after the head, you can move it. So that Mishnah Berurah says that Bishas Hatzah.
Why did
the
Ramah say you should avoid moving it?
The Ramah?
You can't move it.
We haven't done this yet. Actually, it's a very disappointing thing. Case after the head, you can't move for no reason.
Is that could be played, could be reasoned. Could play, could be shy. Play might be a little bit. I'd say he's not more filled around. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, you can. Okay,
I'll bring one of mine.
Yeah,
a Zoe Mitzvah.
Yeah, a Zoe Mitzvah.
It is a heter.
Yeah.